This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
70 degrees and cloudy in Chapel Hill Carborough, 69 in Hillsboro. Beautiful day today, though. Clouds are going to roll out of the area. We'll have partly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 70s. Similar weather tomorrow. Thanks for joining us on the Morning News. It's 7:07. I am not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron today and for the rest of the week as he takes some much-needed time off. Good to be with you today and throughout the week. Judges will now decide whether an elections overhaul in North Carolina requiring photo ID to vote and scaling back early voting is discriminatory or permitted under the law. Several groups and voters filed two lawsuits in federal court challenging the law soon after Governor McCrory signed the bill on Monday. Some of those same groups are also planning to sue in state court soon as well. Lawyers challenging the law said at a news conference yesterday that they have a strong case and that the totality of changes will be horrendous for black voters. Republicans who passed the bill disagree, saying provisions are similar to those in other states. Duke University law professor Guy Charles says the plaintiffs face an uphill battle to prevail, but some provisions could be hard for legislators to justify. As our state becomes the 34th in the union to require ID to be able to vote, public policy polling has found that the new law is unpopular among voters, even though the concept of voter ID itself may not be. WCHL's Michael Papich reports.
According to the poll, 39% of North Carolinians support the voting reform bill signed into law by Governor Pat McCrory on Monday, while 59% oppose. Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling, says that voter ID requirements themselves are actually popular in North Carolina, but the bill became unpopular as other provisions were added, such as an end to straight ticket voting and shortening the early voting period from 17 to 10 days.
We found that only 33% of voters in the state thought it was a good idea to cut the early voting period by a week. 59% were opposed to that.
Tracy Reams, Orange County Board of Elections director, says that early voting was used by voters in the county in the 2012 November election.
We had a total of 50,233 ballots that was cast during the early voting period.
In a January 2011 poll by Public Policy Polling, Jensen says 66% of North Carolinians supported just the idea of requiring voters to show ID.
This is one of the few things the Republicans wanted to do that really was popular, and they managed to make it unpopular by adding all this extra stuff.
The elimination of straight ticket voting in the voting reform bill was also unpopular with voters. Disapproval ran among both parties, with 68% of Republicans and 70% of Democrats opposing the move. Jensen says that Republicans in the General Assembly got rid of straight ticket voting because Democrats are more likely to use it.
I think the Republicans think that if they get rid of that, they'll have a better chance at winning some of those down ballot offices like insurance commissioner, secretary of state, those kinds of things.
Jensen says the move to pass a bill with added unpopular provisions is something the Republican General Assembly has been doing since Governor McCrory's election.
I think it's just a situation where Republicans really felt like, hey, we have the supermajority in both the House and the Senate. We have a Republican governor. We can really do pretty much whatever we want without having to worry about how popular it is.
Among the other items in the new voting reform law is that voters who show up at the wrong precinct are no longer given a provisional ballot so they can vote properly, even at that location. Reams says this was also utilized in the previous election.
For the November general election in 2012, we had 34 provisional ballots that were cast due to voting out of precinct.
The law also prevents precincts from extending the time they are open on election day due to long lines or other errors. Reams says no precincts in Orange County extended their hours in the 2012 election. Senator Kay Hagan sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder on Tuesday asking him to review the voting reform law. Michael Papich, 97.9 WCHL.
And that law has made national news once again. If you listen to WCHL in the afternoon, you're likely to hear national radio talk show host Ed Schultz. If you listened yesterday, Schultz once again took time to focus on North Carolina. This time, that voter ID law was the topic for discussion. WCHL's Rand Northam has the tales.
Governor Pat McCrory signed the bill into law on Monday, which, among other things, requires voters to show a government-issued photo ID before voting. Schultz points out that this is the first bill dealing with voting signed into law since the Supreme Court struck down part of the Voting Rights Act.
North Carolina has been the first state to step forward and do something, which I consider to be very radical, on new voting restrictions.
Schultz was joined by Bob Schrum, a Democratic strategist and a senior fellow at New York University's Wagner Graduate School of Public Service. Trump says that North Carolina's voting reform was passed to limit the voting of individuals who are less likely to support Republicans in elections.
They are losing the battle for the future demographics of America. They're losing young people. They're losing minorities. So they're going to try to hold this off for a while, hold off the demographic wave by keeping people from voting.
Schultz and Srum both particularly focused on a part of North Carolina's new voting law that prevents 17-year-olds who would be 18 by election day from pre-registering, which Srum says is unconstitutional.
They don't want young people to vote because the Republican Party has lost young people. It's lost young people because of its position on social issues, lost young people because of its position on student loans, economic fairness. You just go down the list.
Before the Supreme Court's decision in June, North Carolina would have needed federal approval before it implemented changes to voting such as these. The Justice Department still has the authority to sue states if it believes those states are passing discriminatory voting policies. And yesterday, U.S. Senator Kay Hagan sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder asking him to sue to prevent North Carolina's voting law from taking effect. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Turning to another controversial issue, UNC Chapel Hill has endeavored to improve student safety through university-wide efforts, and some have said that gender non-specific housing might have saved some students from facing harassment because of their sexual identities. That's a program that would have allowed males and females to live together in the same university dorm suites or apartments. But that policy, first enacted by the Board of Trustees last year, was banned last week by the UNC Board of Governors before the program could begin its pilot year. We've been covering this all week here on WCHL. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on this ongoing story.
Our Board of Governors, the University of North Carolina System's Board of Governors, are not focused on student safety and student success. They're focused on other things and other agendas.
That's UNC senior Kevin Claiborne. He served as the student coordinator of the Gender Nonspecific Housing Coalition. He was set to live with three other females in Ram Village Apartments, the first of four students to participate in the Gender Nonspecific Housing Pilot Program at UNC, allowing males and females to share bathrooms and common areas in suites or apartments, but not share the same room. Claiborne said the Board of Governors' decision, which affects the 16 UNC system campuses, put him in a bind to find housing, and now he is living alone.
I look forward to being around people that will be able to affirm my identity, and I can affirm their identity. I look forward to being in a welcoming and inclusive environment where my sexual orientation people welcome the discussion of that, welcome these hard conversations and these challenges.
The coalition worked for more than 2 years to make the program a reality, Claiborne explained. The group held sessions in which students shared how they had been bullied.
Because we know that gender non-specific housing was an opportunity to address the bullying and harassment that's happening in our housing experiences on UNC Chapel Hill's campus.
Terry Phoenix, UNC's LGBTQ Center Director, served on the Gender Non-Specific Housing Coalition alongside Claiborne. She said that residence halls were the fourth most common location where students said they had experienced harassment because of their sexual orientations, according to UNC's 2011 Campus Climate Report. She said that half of the students who reported harassment identified themselves as heterosexuals. Phoenix said she believed that the program would have benefited a diverse group of UNC students. 55 university departments and groups supported the policy, and more than 2,000 students signed a petition in favor of it. Most notably, the UNC Board of Trustees approved the policy last November, championed by former UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe.
We were able to demonstrate that this proposed policy had broad-based support from a number of student organizations, departments, and we made the case that this was an approach and one of many approaches that we wanted to have at our disposal to ensure student safety.
Phoenix, who also served on the Sexual Assault Task Force this summer, said the point of the Gender Non-Specific Housing Initiative was not to randomly assign males and females to live together. She said it was about providing a safe environment, allowing students the opportunity to room with other people who elected to be a part of the pilot program.
And this group of people then would have either had the chance to say, I want to live with these specific roommates, regardless of what their gender was, or they would have been assigned with other people who also said, because of my concerns about safety, I want to be in a place where people don't have concerns about rooming with an LGBT person. That's what this policy would have done, and that's what was prevented by this Board of Governor decision.
Both Phoenix and Claiborne said that despite the Board of Governors decision, they will continue to educate people about why gender nonspecific housing is important, with the hopes that the Board of Governors will revisit the policy in the future. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
7:17 is the time. Time now to move ahead to our first look this hour at traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. You just heard her, and she's still here in the studio, Rachel Nash with the traffic report.
Good
Renaissance woman with everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, good news is no accidents to report at this point in your morning commute. Everything looks clear on NC-54, 15-501, the Durham Freeway, and I-40. But if you do see something throughout the rest of your morning commute, excuse me, you can call me in the newsroom at 919.
You just did that long report. It's all good.
I know. That was a breath saying I-40, NC-54.
Yeah.
But anyways, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
I'll go back and clear my throat some more.
All right, thanks to you, Rachel. And quick note, that earlier accident on I-40 westbound at Harrison Avenue, that is completely clear as well. So all things are smooth sailing over towards Raleigh, too. All right, time now for a quick look at your weather report. This one brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers. They're in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Right now, we're looking at 71 degrees as our temperature in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 69 degrees in Hillsboro. That has changed very little since I sat down here an hour and 15 minutes ago, but we will have the temperature picking up a little bit as we get into the day, and some of the clouds are rolling out of the area as well. Looking like a beautiful day today once the sun begins to peek through the clouds. We'll have partly sunny skies, not quite as warm with highs right around the upper 70s. Doesn't get much better than that. Overnight lows tonight in the upper 50s, and then more of the same tomorrow. Weather in the upper, temperatures in the upper 70s with partly sunny skies. No rain in the forecast at all until we get to tomorrow night. We'll have a slight chance of some showers creeping into the forecast late at night with lows around 60. And that will give way to mostly cloudy skies to end the week on Friday with a 30% chance of showers throughout the day, highs in the upper 70s. As we get through the day on Friday, that chance of rain will pick up more and more. We'll have a 50% chance of rain on Friday night with mostly cloudy skies, lows in the lower 60s. And unfortunately, that will give way to a wet and dreary weekend. It looks like cloudy and rainy all day on Saturday and Sunday. 60 to 70% chance of rain both days with highs lingering around the upper 70s. So the temperature will be nice. Unfortunately, just the weather will not be. Overnight lows in the mid-60s both nights, and then the chance of rain will gradually diminish as we get into the work week, but we'll still have a pretty decent chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday as well to get your work week started. Temperature will pick up pretty quickly as we get into the week. We'll have highs in the mid-80s on Monday, highs in the upper 80s by the time we get to Tuesday. So just a brief cooling period for the next few days. Enjoy that, especially today and tomorrow. We've got some really nice weather for you for the next couple of days. WCHL News Time is 7:20. Time now to move forward with WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Who will you see taking it to the house for the Tar Heel football team this season? Probably a lot of people with that high-powered offense, but head coach Larry Fedora says he knows at the very least sophomore tailback Romar Morris can do it. Here's what he had to say earlier this week.
We got some guys back there that can take it to the house now. They can take it the distance. They can go from the one to the goal line, 99 yards. They can do it, I assure you. Who's going to be back there right now? You know, if we had to go right now, Romar would be back there right now. And I promise you, he can take it to the house.
More success Carolina has running the football, the more pressure will be taken off quarterback Bryn Renner's shoulders to carry the offense. And Coach Fedora says he envisions a running back rotation this season with added emphasis going to the hot hand.
Very seldom is one guy going to take it the whole game, you know. With the tempo that we play, that's not the way we do it. So, but I anticipate probably two, three backs playing in a game. But it will be the most productive guy that gets the majority of the carries.
On the receiving core, one interesting storyline coming out of Tar Heel training camp is the possibility of Jack Tabb playing on both sides of the football, linebacker on the defensive side and tight end on the offensive side. Coach Fedora says Tabb is one of his most intelligent players.
Jack is probably one of our brightest football players as far as his football savvy. I mean, he really is. He understands. I mean, you know, we feel like we could throw Jack over, let him learn base defense right now as a linebacker, learn some things about it. Bring him back in 3 or 4 days and throw him back in a tight end, and he'll know it like it's nothing.
This time of the season often serves as an audition tape, with the season itself right around the corner. And some emerging young Tar Heels are starting to make some noise, getting Fedora's attention with some big plays in scrimmage and practices. Coach Fedora says Lucas Crowley, TJ Logan, and Ryan Switzer were among those who came to mind as far as that goes. We're not far away from kickoff, as the Tar Heels are getting set to take on South Carolina in game one of the 2013 season, year two of the Larry Fedora era. That is a much anticipated game. It is 15 days away, 2 weeks from tomorrow, August 29th in Columbia. Tar Heels taking on the Gamecocks of South Carolina. No update, by the way, on Jadeveon Clowney. South Carolina's star defensive end, Steve Spurrier, saying earlier this week that Clowney might not even play in that game as he is still recovering from an injury. Big news in local high school sports, too, by the way, as Chapel Hill High School athletic director and men's basketball coach Todd Morgan says he's stepping down from that position for a new job at C.B. Acock High School in Wayne County. He's had an amazing run as basketball coach at Chapel Hill High School. He started back in 2008. The 2008-2009 Tigers had an 8-14 record. By the time he was done last year, the Tigers were 24-5. State title contenders, really, especially the last couple of years. Three-time coach of the year in 5 years. And not to be outdone on the court, team was pretty good off the court as well. 3.72 weighted GPA in 2012-2013. So success on all fronts at Chapel Hill High School for Todd Morgan. We'll be speaking with him next hour to wish him well as he moves on to C.B. Acock High School. But again, after a five-year run that was nothing but success in Chapel Hill, Todd Morgan moving on to C.B. Acock High School next year. WCHL News Time 7:23. It is now time for a quick break, and then we'll come back with Art Chansky's Sports Notebook after that.
Your chance to have access to the greatest innovative business minds is coming to the Triangle, the 5th annual NCCEO Forum, August 22nd at the Northridge Country Club. Cisco CEO John Chambers and General Colin Powell headline the speakers who will inspire you to improve performance and accelerate change in your business. The NCCEO Forum is your opportunity to learn how to incorporate innovation throughout your organization. Go to nccEOforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's nccEOforum.com. Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Jadeveon Clowney won't play in the opener against Carolina. Sure, and I will. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Steve Spurrier is a real hoot, always has been. The floppy-haired former Heisman Trophy winner, you probably know him just as well as the head ball coach, is starting to sound like his All-American defensive end, Jadeveon Clowney, won't play for South Carolina against the Tar Heels on August 29th in Columbia. Too little practice, says Spurrier, and one of several Gamecocks who are making too much of their injuries. Medical staff, take note. Spurrier likes to spin a good story, always has, something to motivate his team, ranked in the preseason top 10, to get their attention for the opener against the so-called non-football playing Carolina. Down there, they consider Carolina a football school, South Carolina. And the other Carolina, that's us, a basketball school. Except to everyone else, they're the other Carolina. Anyway, Spurrier knows that Larry Fedora is full of surprises, and the head ball coach doesn't like surprises unless he's pulling them from his bag of tricks. Clowney isn't really injured, and his chances of missing the opener are as good as mine suiting up. Clowney is a junior and still at USC, only because he is not eligible for the NFL draft until after 3 years out of high school. And based on his overblown tackle against Michigan in the Outback Bowl, Spurrier may have trouble telling Clowney anything this season. Yes, the hit was vicious, but Michigan's Vincent Smith hadn't buckled his chin strap, so his helmet went flying. Spurrier's threats aside, he doesn't exactly have the greatest record for disciplining players. The real good ones, or the ones he needs to give him a chance to win, seem to have a separate standard. Remember trouble quarterback Steven Garcia? He had more than 9 lies with Spurrier. Garcia keyed a professor's car, got arrested several times for bar fights, and violated who knows how many other laws, university policies and team rules. But unless the Citadel was the opponent, Garcia magically regains his eligibility to play in the next big game for the Gamecocks. Clowney is everyone's number one pick in the 2014 NFL draft, so maybe he thinks he doesn't have to practice and can just show up for games. Regardless, he'll show up for this one, and the head ball coach will put him on the field. Always has. This is Archansky. See ya.
Thank you, Archansky, for that sports notebook. Coming up after the break, it's August Gift Card Mania Month. We are giving away gift cards to local restaurants every single day. We've got that coming up in a minute and a half, plus weather after this.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Attention, Carolina fans. Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building a dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bedota Landscape Design. It's half off, $150 for a landscape design consultation, available today only for $75. Put your landscaping ideas and aspirations into action. A lead designer from Bedota will meet with you at your location to discuss your needs and desires. They will generate two design concepts and drawings that are appropriate to both your climate and your personal taste. They can also incorporate hardscapes, water features, and focal elements like arbors and sculptures. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
7:28 is the time. This is Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this week on the WCHL Morning News. And August is Gift Card Mania Month. It's here and we're feeling generous. All month long, we are giving away gift cards to some of your favorite local restaurants, including 411 West, Buns, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Mez, Page Road Grill, Spanky's, Squid's, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. We've got a glass jar here. I've got it sitting next to me, full of gift cards to local restaurants that we're giving away every single day. All you have to do is visit WCHL's Facebook contest page and submit your entry anytime during the month of August. We announce a winner every single day, and today's winner is Tracy Lovelady of Chapel Hill. She has won a gift card that I'm going to draw out of this glass jar right now. If only we had a drum roll sound effect. Oh, wait, we do. Tracy, you have won a $75 gift card to Dickie's Barbecue. Congratulations to Tracy Lovelady. $75 to Dickie's Barbecue for you. You and still win a gift card for the rest of the month. All you've got to do is go to our Facebook contest page, enter today, and then make sure you tune into the WCHL Morning News with me and with Ron when he's back here in this chair every day this month. Gift Card Mania all August long. Moving along to a quick look at your weather report brought to you by Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. I like playing that drum roll sounder now. I know why Stephanie Miller does it. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 69 in Hillsboro. Cloudy skies all over the triangle right now, but that is going to change. It's going to be a beautiful day today. We've got partly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s. Does not get much better than that, and that's going to be the case tomorrow as well. Overnight lows tonight, partly down in the upper 50s with partly cloudy skies, and then again, partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s tomorrow to continue the week. Chance of rain creeps into the forecast on Thursday night, though. Partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain with lows around 60, and then mostly cloudy on Friday with a 30% chance of rain, highs in the upper 70s.
7.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for
CBS
that.
News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
It is good, number one and a half! It is good, number one and a half!
crisis in Cairo as Egypt's military breaks up camps of protesters. Jane Ferguson with Al Jazeera.
What we saw there were almost scenes of near-running street battles. We've seen high-velocity rounds coming from both directions. We've heard multiple explosions.
The view from a protester.
We're not able to leave. We're surrounded from all different sides. How are we supposed to leave? My car just got burnt on the side street. How are we supposed to leave?
The demonstrators won Muslim Brotherhood-backed Mohamed Morsi reinstated as president. Rebecca Collard reports.
The Brotherhood leadership has said quite clearly that they will set up new protest camps in other locations. Now, I think it's going to depend a bit on what happens today and the kind of political moves and maneuvering of the new government.
Dozens dead so far. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
7:32 is the time, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill Carborough. This is Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz today and all week long as Ron takes some much-needed time off. Good to be with you today. Judges will now decide whether an elections overhaul in North Carolina requiring photo ID to vote, among other things, is discriminatory or permitted under the law. That law also scales back early voting and adds other restrictions as well. Several groups and voters filed two lawsuits in federal court challenging the law soon after Governor Pat McCrory signed it into law on Monday. Some of those same groups also plan to sue in state court soon as well. Lawyers challenging the law said yesterday at a news conference that they have a strong case and the totality of changes will be horrendous for black voters. Republicans who passed the bill disagree, saying provisions are similar to those enacted in other states. Our state has become the 34th in the union, to be precise, to require ID to be able to vote. A public policy polling has found in a new survey that that new law is unpopular among voters, even though the concept of voter ID in general is not. WCHL's Michael Papich reports.
According to the poll, 39% of North Carolinians support the voting reform bill signed into law by Governor Pat McCrory on Monday, while 59% oppose. Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling, says that voter ID requirements themselves are actually popular in North Carolina, but the bill became unpopular as other provisions were added, such as an end to straight ticket voting and shortening the early voting period from 17 to 10 days.
We found that only 33% of voters in the state thought it was a good idea to cut the early voting period by a week. 59% were opposed to that.
Tracy Reams, Orange County Board of Elections director, says that early voting was used by voters in the county in the 2012 November election.
We had a total of 50,233 ballots that was cast during the early voting period.
In a January 2011 poll by Public Policy Polling, Jensen says 66% of North Carolinians supported just the idea of requiring voters to show ID.
This is one of the few things the Republicans wanted to do that really was popular, and they managed to make it unpopular by adding all this extra stuff.
The elimination of straight ticket voting in the voting reform bill was also unpopular with voters. Disapproval ran among both parties, with 68% of Republicans and 70% of Democrats opposing the move. Jensen says that Republicans in the General Assembly got rid of straight ticket voting because Democrats are more likely to use it.
I think the Republicans think that if they get rid of that, they'll have a better chance at winning some of those down ballot offices like insurance commissioner, secretary of state, those kinds of things.
Jensen says the move to pass a bill with added unpopular provisions is something the Republican General Assembly has been doing since Governor McCrory's election.
I think it's just a situation where Republicans really felt like, hey, we have this supermajority in both the House and the Senate. We have a Republican governor. We can really do pretty much whatever we want without having to worry about how popular it is.
Among the other items in the new voting reform law is that voters who show up at the wrong precinct are no longer given a provisional ballot so they can vote properly, even at that location. Reams says this was also utilized in the previous election.
For the November general election in 2012, we had 34 provisional ballots that were cast due to voting out of precinct.
The law also prevents precincts from extending the time that they are open on election day due to long lines or other errors. Reams says no precincts in Orange County extended their hours in the 2012 election. Senator Kay Hagan sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder on Tuesday asking him to review the voting reform law. Michael Papich, 97.9 WCHL.
Back locally, after your landfill shut down at the end of June, Orange County Solid Waste Director Gail Dale Wilson says he's only heard of minimal issues coming from Orange County residents.
There was a small hauler or two who apparently didn't prepare well, and so when the landfill closed, they were not ready, did not have an alternate location for disposal selected.
That would be a hauler of waste, not a hauler of protest. Wilson says the department reached out to those haulers but never heard back from them. He says now the department is successfully rerouting all the solid waste trucks to the Durham City Transfer Station as planned.
We had a good deal of time to plan for the closing of the landfill, so as far as Orange County's perspective goes, it's going pretty well.
While Orange County Solid Waste Management is currently using the Durham City Transfer Station, Wilson says officials in the department are also trying to find an alternate location to use when that station is closed.
The first time that happens is over the Thanksgiving holidays, so we'll have that figured out. That won't be a problem.
He says there is a private landfill in Durham that's already being used as a contingency dumping area by Orange County officials. That will likely be used in lieu of the Durham City Station. Well, two friends of the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect have pleaded not guilty to disposing of evidence from his college dorm room. Dias Kartabayev and Azamat Tazayakov were arraigned yesterday in federal court on charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice. Prosecutors say they tried to thwart the investigations of the deadly April explosions by throwing away fireworks and other items they found in the dorm room of Jahar Tsarnaev the day before his capture. Authorities found the fireworks in a landfill in New Bedford. Lawyers for both men have said they did nothing wrong. They're both 19-year-olds from Kazakhstan, and like Tsarnaev, they were both students at the University of Massachusetts Dartmouth. If convicted, they face up to 20 years in prison. Family members of both attended the hearing. Back in North Carolina, outspoken conservatives in the western part of the state don't want compromise on Capitol Hill unless it comes from the Democratic side of the aisle. Republicans delivering that message to Congressman Patrick McHenry, among others, as he launched a series of public Q&A sessions while Congress is on summer break. They told McHenry the GOP should not pay for Obama's health care law, they should refuse to raise the nation's debt limit, and they should generally intensify opposition to the White House and Democratic Senate over and above the opposition that's already there. Similar attitudes evident at town hall meetings around the country. That's uncomfortable for some Republicans as they try to maintain good standing with the right heading into 2014 elections. McCrory not in support of a national credit default or a government shutdown. Got to explain that to his constituents. 7:38 is the time. 22 minutes until the top of the hour. All of our local news and sports is on our website, chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Check out that website, not just for news and sports coverage, but also for all of your local information around the community, including our community calendar, local scene around town, photo galleries, and local buzz columns. And that is just the beginning. Just in the last 24 hours, we've got a post up from audio guru Elliot Rubin, who knows his way around the Chapel Hill scene. 5 different shows to catch this week, different media performances at different venues all around town. He's got some links to their SoundClouds and YouTubes to give you a preview and let you decide where you want to go. That is just one of many things on the website in the last 24 hours. And joining us to say a few words more about it is our own Rachel Nash. Rachel, hey.
Yes, more stuff is always going on chapelboro.com. I don't know if you mentioned this yet, but Kristen Hemestra, WCHL show host, has a new Art of Potential piece up about 40-year-olds and how they can take a fresh look on getting a youthful zeal back.
I love Kristen. She's great.
Yeah.
She's always around the studio, and she's just, like, bubbly and excited and active, and we love her around
so
here.
So she would know about the youthful zeal, so
yeah,
definitely
yeah.
Check that out. And then also our gallery is very popular, Best of Our State with Clyde Edgerton, and also the Invisible Earth Paper Hand Puppets new show at Forest Theater, and those pictures are just stunning.
Yeah, have you ever seen a Paper Hand Puppet show?
I haven't.
Yeah.
But I checked out, at Moral Monday, they started showing up to
the
rallies.
The puppet shows.
Yeah,
yeah,
so that's
yeah.
how I first kind of got into
yeah,
them,
yeah.
and then have been following the photos that we post on chapelboro.com, kind of living through the pictures. So I want to go out and check out a show for sure.
Yeah, they really are a fantastic group to go and see. And yeah, the puppets are just amazing.
Yeah, especially the
and
newest
the venue
show.
Is just amazing too. The Forest Theater is just sort of down there tucked away. It's just this beautiful site, scenic, and yeah, it's a really remarkable experience.
So check it out.
All right, that's on our website, chapelboro.com. That is only the beginning. That's just what's up in the last 24 hours. But check us out also for community calendar, news, sports, other photo galleries, and a whole lot more. chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Rachel, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. WCHL News Time 741. We're going to take a quick break now and come back with a whole lot more. You're listening to The Morning News.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT.
What You're Saying on the Street.
This is Brian Aloisi. With local elections coming up in the near future, we hit the streets to find out, do you follow local elections as much as national elections?
I am Araba Afenyanin, and I live in Durham, North Carolina. No, I'm afraid I don't. I usually pay more attention to the national elections.
I'm Suzanne Lyman, and I live in Chapel Hill. No.
I'm Whitney Kennerly. I live in Chapel Hill.
No.
Kathy Barnes in Durham, North Carolina. More local.
Mark Mahaffey. I live in Chapel Hill. Sometimes.
Kirsten Shirk, Durham, North Carolina.
Probably not as much, but I follow them.
I'm Anise. I live in Chapel Hill. Lately, I've been going to more on Mondays, so I've been following some legislative issues, but I'm more interested in national elections.
Do you pay attention to local elections?
My name is Renata McDonough. I live in Chapel Hill. Well, I'm not a citizen. I can't vote, but yes, I do follow them in the same way.
Chris Bergen in Chapel Hill. Starting to. Moved here recently, so just starting to follow more local stuff.
My name is Henry, and I live right here in Chapel Hill. I do not. I could not even tell you who the mayor is.
Michelle, Chapel Hill? No.
Jason Heinrich. I live in Chapel Hill. No, I don't.
I'm Jennifer Jones, and I'm from Durham. Actually, I don't. I mean, I do vote. I try to vote in every local election, but I don't follow it as closely as I feel I should.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carborough?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing.
While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs instead, dressed with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys in Menomont Village. Now still in the studio and joining us with traffic, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. Everything moving smoothly locally around Chapel Hill, 15501 NC54 in the Durham Freeway looking smooth at this time. But watch out for a major slowdown in both lanes on I-40 in Raleigh near the I-540 exit. Traffic cameras not showing good signs right there, so just watch out for that if you're heading to Raleigh or commuting from Raleigh.
All right, thank you so much. And again, if you're seeing anything that we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or call us in the newsroom, 967-8363. And time now for your weather report. This one brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Now, it is cloudy still out there right now and 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. That hasn't changed in the last hour and a half, but it will as we get into the day. 69 degrees in Hillsboro, by the way. It's going to be partly sunny later today. Temperature will pick up just enough to be gorgeous. Highs in the upper 70s. Doesn't get much better than that. Overnight lows tonight down in the upper 50s with partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow's weather, more of the same. Partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Overnight lows down around 60 with a slight chance of showers creeping into the forecast late in the evening and overnight. That will give way to some wet weather from there on out. Mostly cloudy skies on Friday to end the week with a 30% chance of rain and highs in the upper 70s. Overnight lows in the lower 60s. And then a rainy weekend. Showers likely all day on Saturday and Sunday. 60 to 70% of chance of precipitation and highs in the upper 70s both days. 7:49 is the time here at WCHL Studios, and that brings us to my favorite time of the day, time for Wayne Pond's Word of the Day with the man himself, the inimitable Dr. Wayne Pond, joining us by phone. Good morning.
Good Lord, I didn't know you cared.
Of course I care. I care.
I'm thrilled. hey, Aaron, you know what an eponym is? You ever heard that term, eponym?
I have. It's a... I'll give you a hint.
You talk about people traveling on, two pronunciations, either Macadam or Macadam.
Macadam, yeah.
Yeah, and, let's see, there's another one for a man's coat that is escaping me.
Oh,
right,
Gabardine?
I'm not sure.
I'm just throwing Gabardine that out there. I don't know why that was the first word that came to my head, but that was the first word that came to my head.
Let's throw that one up.
Random glimpse into Aaron Kexma. A man's coat, gabardine. That's it, right there.
All right. Well, we're way, way, way off the subject.
So eponym, a word that can be pronounced two different ways?
No, it's actually words that come into the language because they are adaptations of a person's name.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing. So, that leads me to the other big question here. Have you ever heard of a physiotherapist whose name is Ida T. Rolfe? Now we're at the threshold here.
Ida P. Rolfe. He played piano for the Muppets, didn't he?
All right, well, finally to come to the point, talk about burying the lead here. The word of the day is Rolfing. Rolfing. R-O-L-F-I-N-G. R-O-L-F-I-N-G. Rolfing is
rolling
a noun.
On the floor laughing, right?
Well, you're close.
Yeah.
It is a massage technique this according to the wordsmith, that aims at the vertical realignment of the body, and therefore, you work up to the top to bottom and bottom to top in physiotherapy, and here we go with the eponym. Rolfing is a word that was adapted or stolen or transferred from the name of Ida E. Rolf. Now, if that doesn't satisfy your thirst for meaningless trivia today, nothing will.
I don't think anything actually will, to be honest.
The more
meaningless trivia I can get, the better.
All right, Rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G. There is your word of the day. It is a massage technique. Let's just leave it as that and not delve any deeper, okay?
All right. Well, that's a really good word. I like that one.
It is a good word.
Yeah.
Well, go back to your gabardine and have a nice morning.
All right, will do. Thanks, Wayne.
Bye-bye.
All right. Again, the word is rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G. It's a noun. It's a massage technique, aiming at the vertical realignment of the body. In about an hour, we will give you a chance to call in. Give us the word, the spelling, and the definition, and you will win a $10 gift card to Cruisers. That is Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, brought to you, as always, by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? 7:52 is the time. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And for that, again, through the magic of radio, we turn to Ron Stutz.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and she's Lauren Stafford.
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm good.
I hope you have
been
a
there.
Great clean joke.
I do.
Because everybody's in a mood to laugh today.
Well, this one's from Wiley Post.
Uh-oh. Well, it may not happen today, folks. May have to wait for another day.
That's okay. Thankfully, we do these every day.
No, really.
But Wiley does send us some good jokes, so.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while. You know, when I think Wiley, I always think of Wiley E. Coyote.
I know. I do, too. I know you do.
The old Roadrunner.
Great name.
Beep,
great
beep.
Name. A minister told an 80-year-old woman that at her age, she should be giving some thought to what he called the hereafter. She said to him, "Don't worry, I think about it many times a day." Mm. "Oh, really?" said the minister. "That is very wise." "It's not a matter of wisdom," she replied. "You see, when I open a drawer or a closet, I ask myself, what am I here after?"
You ever walk into a room and then you can't remember why you came in there?
The worst is, you know, living in a two-story townhouse now, going up and down the stairs at least two or three times and then forgetting why you went upstairs.
Yeah, yeah, that happens. That kind of stuff happens to me all the time. I don't even live in a two-story house.
Well, it's a good workout, I guess, forgetting why you're going up and down.
Really, that's good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wiley.
Yes.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Mary Gunderson works in the Human Resources Department for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Right now, Mary is excited because there are new teachers who are nationally board certified, and she played a role in that.
Well, this past year, for the 12-13 school year, we are happy to say that we have 12 new recipients of national board certification, and overall we have 227 teachers who hold the national board certificate.
Mary Gunderson says it's a source of great pride for everyone connected with the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system, and speaks to the quality and high standards of the district.
These are nationally recognized teachers who have obtained this national recognition of best practices through a very rigorous assessment process, a year-long assessment process. So, I mean, it certainly is a matter of great pride to the district that we have this many National Board Certified teachers. I think it's a great piece of evidence of the high-quality teaching staff that we have and the dedication of the teachers that we have in the district, that we have so many teachers who have obtained the National Board Certification.
Mary Gunderson is Coordinator of Teacher Recruitment and Support, and she works with a group of folks to help the certification process happen right here with our local teachers.
We have a National Board Support Group, and we meet monthly for various topics that are related to process. The best component is that because we have this rich supply of National Board teachers in the district, those teachers have been very generous with their time and with their expertise in sharing tips, suggestions, being a reader for National Board candidates. National Board candidates have to submit lengthy written entries reflecting on their teaching practices, and we have a number of National Board teachers in the district who are happy to serve as readers, provide guidance,
suggestions, feedback about the particular entry that that person is preparing for submission that year.
Mary says a lot of the credit should go to Kim Hoke and the Chapel Hill Carborough Public School Foundation.
The application fee is $2,500 per applicant for the full process. And we're very fortunate that the Public School Foundation has provided $1,000 scholarships for Chapel Hill Carborough teachers who are applying for the National Award process. So we're very, very grateful to the Public School Foundation. That money comes directly from the Public School Foundation. It is a scholarship. Those persons do not have to repay that $1,000. They simply repay it through service to the district. They must return and work to the district at least 1 year after the completion process.
Congratulations on a job well done year-round. Mary Gunderson, coordinator of teacher recruitment and support for the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools. She's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
You fell in love with her on your first date. That dinner at the Greek restaurant that lasted for 3 hours. Your waiter could tell something special was happening. He kept smiling, bringing you water and coffee long after your plates had been cleared. And at the end of those 3 hours, well, this was way different from anything you'd ever felt before. She was different. At night's end, you wondered if she was the one for you. Today, you know she is, and you realize that she's yours for the asking. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you are ready to ask her to share forever with you, come see us. We have the rings, from classics to contemporary, vintage to custom. We have the diamonds, from round to princess to cushion cut. And we will take the time you need to help you find the ring that is perfect for the asking. And then it's on to the moment that you have been imagining, and so has she. Grimble Jewelers, she's yours for the asking. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bedoda Landscape Design. It's half off, $150 for a landscape design consultation, available today only for $75. Put your landscaping ideas and aspirations into action. A lead designer from Bedoda will meet with you at your location to discuss your needs and desires. They will generate two design concepts and drawings that are appropriate to both your climate and your personal taste. They can also incorporate hardscapes, water features, and focal elements like arbors and sculptures. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
And Wayne, if you're still listening, I think Chesterfield might have been the word we were looking for. This weather report, last one of the hour, is brought to you by Southern Season. Get a taste of tailgating on Saturdays, August 17th and 24th, in the parking lot from 11 to 4 for delicious sliders, $1.50 each, and special savings on deli sides at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 72 degrees now in Chapel Hill Carborough, 69 still in Hillsborough. Cloudy skies for the moment. It will clear up a bit as we get into the day. We're going to have gorgeous weather today and tomorrow. Partly sunny skies both days with highs in the upper 70s. Overnight lows around 60 at night. Friday will have mostly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of rain, highs in the upper 70s. Rainy on Saturday and Sunday.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel
Here's
Station.
Here's the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship. In Chapel Hill, it all equals community.